everybody in our post-game show as he gets the big basket to put this game away. 77-72 is the final. Kyrie made the big three to break the tie with 1:26 left. And then Joe with the big basket at the end of the shot clock with 33.1 seconds left to make it 73-68 at that point. That's Todd. That's not me. All right, Johnson, another war. You said it would be. And couldn't rebound the ball, and they were they wouldn't go away.
No, they're good. They play way harder than we do, or at least did tonight. I don't know if night in and night out. I mean, we had on our scouting report that they play really, really hard, and we needed to match that and work as hard as they did, and I just don't know that we did. You know, we started off the second half. I thought we played pretty hard for a few-minute stretch. I thought, I thought Molly Kamara gave us a good spark off the bench in the first half, kind of increased our energy, picked it up. I thought to start the second half, I thought Ibram was really good, and then he took two steps backwards. I thought Joe, when he came in at the end, Joe Ofori gave us really good minutes and made some plays on both ends of the floor, rebounded much better. It's just got to be more consistent. Those guys are too good to have it be hit and miss in spots. It's got to be all the time. And, you know, we're winning games, so I don't want to sound too negative because this is a good team win against a good team, but we just can't keep doing this. We got to get ahead, be in control, and finish one.
Yeah, and when you get a couple times you had a 6-point lead and just couldn't get that stop defensively to stretch it out to 8 or 9 or 10 or more. And that part of it was the rebounding. They out-hustled you for rebounds.
Yeah, they did. They did. You know, I mean, I don't know what it ended up.
You ended up with more rebounds than them, but it just seemed like you couldn't get them on the offensive rebounds. You give up 12 offensive rebounds down there. That's not like your team.
Well, I don't know exactly, like I said, I don't know exactly what it ended up, but they had I can look at it right here. They had 18 points off of turnovers and 16 second chance points. I'm not real good at math, but that's 34 points. 34 out of 72 are possessions that we gave them extra ones. You know, or 34 out of 72 points on extra possessions. We just can't do that. Teams that are really good are going to make you pay, and they did make us pay. We made a couple plays down the stretch that we needed to make, and ultimately got a W. So we'll take it. It wasn't pretty, but we'll take it.
25 of 29 at the line. That is an improvement. Your team has been struggling all year with free throws.
Well, we've tried to make it an emphasis in practice every day, and put them in pressure situations and shoot them when we're tired and shoot a lot of them. And we did that this week. And obviously something I did this week worked, because I don't know, that might have been the only thing, but we needed every one of them.
Well, I kind of think these tight games are these ugly games that we have to win, because like your daughter's game last night wasn't a work of art and they pulled it out, right? And now tonight, same kind of game. I think it's all you, Johnson.
I don't even know what to say to that. This one was ugly. The last couple of them have been ugly. It's a win though, right?
Yeah.
I'll take an ugly win over a pretty, pretty loss any day of the week. So we did enough. Credit to the guys. They do play hard. We played hard. Genesis Kemp was great in the first half. Was pretty solid all night. You know, a lot of really good things. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm being overly negative with this, because I'm not. It's a great team win. We just have to be better. If we want to go on a run down the stretch, if we want to compete for a conference or a regional championship, we've got to be better than this. And that's where we've got that's our expectation. It's not just winning a couple basketball games. It's winning a championship in the North Division. Hosting the state championship here is a goal of ours. Being the number one seed in one of those three regionals to get a chance to go to Danville. That's where we've got our mindset. You know, that's what we want to do. And we just need to make sure we get better. We need to get through Saturday somehow and then take a day off and kind of recharge the batteries and get a little bit better. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we can have a great, great effort on Saturday, get a win that we much need, and then we can take some time away from each other and get back at it.
Give your shout-outs.
Shout-outs to Kate and my wife, Kate, Drake, Lily, my mom, my dad, everybody else that's watching or listening. We really appreciate it. What an awesome crowd for a Wednesday night in Escanaba. The place was great. You know, our student section is coming out. Our community was here. you know, on a special night for the Suits and Sneakers cancer awareness stuff. It was cool to have a crowd this lively and this many butts in the seats. So it was fun. Hopefully we can do the same thing on Saturday and let everybody from below the bridge know the support and the home court advantage that we get here in Escanaba.
It's not easy to play up here for those teams. They have to travel, and then they get here and people screaming at them when they're shooting free throws and everything else.
Yeah, well, stop yelling at them when they're shooting free throws, Jack.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
Match out to the